You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Five Star Zone with Rico Beard.
Welcome to a special edition of the Five Star Zone. I'm your host, Rico Beard. Justin Frommer, beat writer for Mississippi State for 24/7, kind enough to join me. I'm going to get a breakdown of the Bulldogs and find out everything that there is. You guys know about the Spartans, but let's find out about the team they're going to be playing in the NCAA tournament in the first round. Justin, first of all, thank you for joining this pod. I appreciate your time. And, you know, what can you tell us about the Bulldogs? What was their reaction when they found out that they had Michigan State?
Yeah, well, interesting. We were sort of away from the team when they got to see where they were in the field, but we heard the big announcement when their names got put up on the screen and sort of carried into the Michigan State thing. I can tell you my reaction as a former Michigan State alum myself that this is just a crazy, crazy time for me to be covering my first, you know, professional NCAA tournament for 247 and seeing Michigan State on the other side. But in terms of the actual matchup, you know, these teams are very, very similar in terms of being strong on defense, having their flaws on the offensive side and wanting to play these games on the boards in a rock fight style.
Yeah, it's funny because I was just like, you know, looking at some of the breakdown, it's almost like the Spider-Man meme where, you know, I can give you stats and just play the game. Okay, which MSU am I talking about? Well, it's a trick question. I'm talking about both. Because, you know, to me, this is a first 1-50 type of game. Yeah. I think, you know, for Mississippi State, the advantage they have is the offensive rebounding that they get. For Michigan State, it's the ability to turn the opponent over. Bulldogs and Spartans. Bulldogs turn the ball over a lot more than Spartans. And Spartans, if they get you in transition, that's how they can beat you, the easier baskets. When they have to really struggle and they take the entire shot clock for Michigan State, that's where you could beat them. That's where they get themselves in trouble. And often it's just Tyson Walker trying to hoist up a shot with like 5 seconds left in the shot clock.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So tell us about this Bulldog team.
Yeah, so you talked about the offensive rebounding where you think Mississippi State has an advantage. That's where I sort of see the X factor being in this game. And with Tolu Smith, the all-SEC first-team player for Mississippi State, 6-year center. when he's at his best, that's who he is. A 15, 16, you know, 10 to 12 rebound guy a night that is one of, if not the best, you know, power forwards in the SEC. And these past couple of games though. So before their Auburn game at Auburn about 2 or 3 weeks ago, he actually fell in practice. And before the year, he had a foot injury and sort of re-injured that foot. It didn't keep him out of any games. But since that time, we've sort of seen maybe some lingering issues with that. The past three games, he hasn't scored in the first half of each of the games. And you sort of see some struggles finishing around the rim with that. And the way I sort of equate to it is that his floor is sort of where Mati Sissoko, Carson Cooper, Jackson Kohler, Xavier Booker's ceiling is right now. That's sort of where they're playing is his
wow.
Worst games are sort of what you would get out of the best games from that group of people.
But you're saying he's got an injury right now?
He doesn't have an injury. It's just something that's been lingering all year. Sort of, you know, I'd equate it to, again, the same thing that Tyson Walker has with that groin thing, just maybe something that's been bothering him. But when you get the best version of Tolu Smith, just like when you get the best version of Tyson Walker, they're very hard to stop. You mentioned the turnover issues with the offense. Again, very similar where the half-court offense can sometimes be very worrisome in terms of similarities between Michigan State and Mississippi State. And when that happens, you know, they sort of look to Josh Hubbard, their do-it-all true freshman, to bail him out on some deep threes. That's sort of his specialty. When it comes to that, so that's how I see, you know, on both sides of the ball, looking in terms of looking at Mississippi State.
Justin, I guess, so what would you say the strength of this Bulldog team is? They're going to come into this tournament game. They're the 8 seed, but they're not favored. They're actually the underdog by a point and a half. What is their strength? They'll take this game over if what happens.
The team strength is the defense. You know, they're allowing teams to only score 69 points per game, which is near the top of college basketball. It was the same thing last year. That's always been Chris Jans's identity with these teams is scrappy. We're gonna you know, make you fight for every possession. We're gonna reach in and try to tip balls. I think if they're able to keep this game from being a back and forth, you know, up and down the court game and play their sort of tempo, their sort of pace and be able to make stops on defense, that's when they win games. When you look at what they did in the SEC tournament against LSU and Tennessee these past couple days, they actually put together analytics-wise two of their best defensive games of the season. You saw what they did against Tennessee on Saturday. Holding Delta Connect, I believe 4 from 16 from the field.
Now, was that just the clamping down, lockdown defense that they put on there?
Yeah, it was. They sort of came out.
And by the way, is it man to man? Is it zone?
It's man to man mostly. They're going to match up. Senior point guard Deshaun Davis. He's got 13 steals in his last four games. You know, Cameron Matthews, another senior guy. I sort of equate to him to what Malik Hall is in terms of just being able to body guys on both sides of the court. So they're gonna make Michigan State fight for just about every possession.
And is this a deep team? Did it go deep into the bench or is it just kind of a 6-7 man rotation?
It's about 7-8 guys, you know, coming off the bench. They have a backup center, Jimmy Bell Jr., who's actually a Saginaw, Michigan guy that comes in backing up Tolu Smith. They have a 6'11" Keyshawn Murphy who production-wise isn't where, you know, his skill set is. He's got a very NBA-like skill set with his ability to just stretch the court. He can step out, hit a couple shots, really good passing the ball. They got a couple guards coming off the bench, very experienced guards, like Shaquille Moore, who's a transfer from NC State that's been in and out of the starting lineup. So they'll bring 3-4 guys off the bench and mix things in.
And I guess this team, if I read correctly, they haven't been to the tournament since, what, 2007, 2008?
No, so they were in last year in the first four in Dayton. They lost to Pittsburgh on the last second shot. And then in 2019, they were actually a 5 seed. They got upset by Liberty that year in the first round.
Okay. So they do have a little bit of tournament experience coming into this game.
Yeah, and mostly, I mean, like I said, this team is full of transfers that have – played either in the NCAA tournament with Mississippi State or at their previous schools outside of Hubbard, who, again, the true freshman.
So now, kind of like Michigan State, I've seen, you know, the victory they had over Tennessee, and they've had some other good victories throughout the year. When they're not playing well, what's the problem?
It's the defenses when things aren't going well, when they're getting in sort of these up and down games that are allowing teams to score, you know, 80, 90 points per game. That's, they just don't have enough offensive pieces to keep up with that. When you look at their last four games this season, when they went 0-4 heading into the SEC tournament, granted it was against some really quality teams in Kentucky, Auburn, you know, South Carolina, and even Texas A&M. Now that they're a tournament team in that stretch, they allowed 85 points per game during that stretch. So again, their identity is we're going to get stops on defense, and that's going to turn into our offense. And when that's not happening, they just don't have enough horses to keep up.
Now, I don't know if you've had a chance to go to the press conference of the coach or the players, but do you know, I mean, have they said anything about this Michigan State team?
They have not. No, we talked to Coach Jans and a couple of the guys after the selection show, and that's all we're going to have it before we get to Charlotte. Mostly just focused on the fact that, you know, they were riding the bubble the past couple of weeks and, you know, found themselves in, and just their emotion of being able to get back to the NCAA tournament and try and make a run. You know, in terms of recent March Madness, you know, winners and teams that have been able to make runs in March Madness the last couple of years, they sort of have the blueprint of just being experienced all over the floor of a shooter in Josh Hubbard, who can beat teams for 20, 25 points a night when he's on. They sort of have the makeup. It's determined on if their defense shows up or not.
Justin, I guess one last question, because it sounds like it really boils down to, when they're dialed in and locked in on defense, they could beat anybody. But when they're not, they can get beat by anybody. Well, like I said, very similar to the other Michigan State, you know, the other MSU.
Yeah.
Yes. I would simply say this, you know, you told me how they win the game. Is it safe to say that the Bulldogs lose this game if they just don't show up on defense and turn the ball over too many times?
I'd say yes. I mean, that's when you look at the first half of this LSU game in the second round of the SEC tournament, when they were really fighting for their March Madness lives. They allowed LSU to shoot, believe, about 40% from the field. They had close to 10 turnovers at the half. They were getting beaten up on the glass. And then in part, because of all those things going wrong, they couldn't do much on the offensive side as well, only scoring 22 points in the half. So when things aren't going wrong in those same areas that, you know, Michigan State prides themselves on, you know, the rebounding, defense, running down the floor, that it all just, you know, doesn't work together in the same way.
Justin, I appreciate your time. Have a safe trip to Charlotte. Wish I could be there, but I got to head out to Las Vegas to do some shows out there. So I get to watch all the games, but you'll be right there in person. I guess maybe a little conflicted. You're covering the team, but you graduated from the other school, so I won't tell anybody. Justin Frommer. Did I get that right?
Yep.
All right.
That's right.
Mississippi State beat writer for 24/7, kind enough to join us here on the Five Star Zone. This was the Michigan State, Mississippi State breakdown edition, Mississippi State-wise. You can hear from the Bulldogs beat writer. Justin, appreciate it. Be safe. Drive safely, man. And I don't know if I say good luck, I don't know who I'm saying good luck to, which side of it, but enjoy yourself and have fun.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, man.